If you want your life to change, if you're ready to see some drastic, empowering, amazing, incredible changes that are aligned with what you really want at your core, then what have you got to do? You have got to start planting better, more aligned thoughts into your subconscious mind, and it will begin to grow. Those thoughts will begin to be the dominant belief that you're holding. And when you have locked in this belief, and remember, a belief is just a thought that's been on repeat for so long that it's embedded into your subconscious mind. Once you've got a whole new set of beliefs, your reality will begin to reflect those beliefs to you in real time. Welcome to Trujectory, the podcast committed to helping you step into your true path, your purpose work. There is nothing better than being able to do what you love every single day and to get paid for it. I lived many years of my life working jobs that didn't align with me, and I know how rough that feels. I want to see as many people as possible stepping into the work that truly lights their soul on fire. This is your space to come and be reminded that you can create the life that you're dreaming of and to learn exactly how to do it. This is your space to be inspired by those who have been bold enough to follow their passions and have created their dream life because of it. If you're ready to stop playing small, stop holding yourself back, and start aligning with your trajectory, let's do it. Hello, beautiful people. Thank you so much for joining me today. I have a really special episode for you today. At least I think so. I really want to simplify the law of attraction. I know many of you have heard of this before, this universal law that's always taking place. Whether we believe it or not, it's always happening. Whether we know about it or not, we are always creating via this law of attraction. So there are so many different teachers that have so many different perspectives on this one universal law that I really want to put the power in your hands as much as possible by simplifying it. I don't know about you, but I'm a really visual person. And when I can sort of visualize how these things work, like the mechanics of it, what comes first, and this, you know, if I do this, then that's going to affect this, it makes it so much easier for me to then implement. And yeah, I've been really diving deep lately into the law of attraction. I've been obviously studying this for a few years in various forms, but the last like month, I've just sort of gone deep dive any spare moment, even when I'm cooking, when I'm walking. Thank God for audiobooks, right? Like, they are so brilliant because you're able to learn and research and study at any point, no matter what you're doing. So yeah, I'm really, really excited to share this stuff with you. So, and I'd love to hear your feedback. So let me know how you go with this info. We're going to have a little bit of home play instead of homework. We call it home play here at the end, so that you can actually try and put some of these learnings into practice and start seeing and feeling the difference in your own life. So let's really simplify it, right? It all comes down to thoughts. And some of these things I know you will have heard before, but I'd like for you to just keep an open mind and let it all sink in. Even if you have, you know, you're sort of thinking, oh, I already know this, don't switch off and think you've already got all the answers, unless your reality is reflecting exactly what you want. In that case, good on you. Keep going. And maybe you should do a podcast and start sharing that with others. But if you are still at that point where you're like, yeah, my life's okay, but I really kind of want this and I want that. I want a better career. I want better friendships around me. I want a better, you know, a soulmate relationship. I want more money. If you're in that state, then this one is definitely for you. So my goal, the biggest like challenge here, is to keep this as short as possible. So I'm going to try and keep this under 10, 15 minutes if I can. So let's go. Thoughts are the basis of everything, right? If you look into Joe Dispenza's work, that's where he'll explain about how thoughts are electric, feelings are magnetic, and the two combined are what will create an electromagnetic field that is going to draw in all of these things. But let's simplify it even more. Your thoughts are then what create your words. Your words are a stemming of your thoughts, right? So thoughts create the words. The thoughts and the words create the actions that you take. Whether that's you've thought of something, you might have spoken it to someone and said, I'm going to do this, or you've, you know, collaborated with others and you've all agreed you're going to do this, you take the actions. No matter what, it always has stemmed from the thought first. So just keep that in mind for now. Thoughts to words to actions. Then that is what creates your results, right? What you're thinking, what you're saying, and what you're doing creates your results. And then the results that you experience, the things that you have happen in your world, are what then form your beliefs. And a belief truly is a thought on repeat, a thought that you have thought so many times that it's actually encoded and embedded itself into the subconscious mind. And the subconscious mind, I'm going to try not to jump around too much on this, but this is really important to know. The subconscious mind, the best way to explain it, and it's been said this way by many great teachers, is think of it as a garden. And you could plant anything in there. It's not going to discriminate. You could plant poisonous thoughts that are really toxic for your system, that are going to make you go into ill health, that are going to diminish your confidence. You can also plant really positive, encouraging, empowering thoughts. And the subconscious mind is just pure, fertile soil. And it's going to take anything that you give it and it's going to grow it. It's going to build it. It's going to make your reality reflect what it is that you have planted into the subconscious mind. So when you start to wrap your head around that, that is fucking huge. That means that look around at your life right now. Your life right now is the result of all of the things you've been planting into your subconscious mind up until this point that you're at right now. So if you want your life to change, if you're ready to see some drastic, empowering, amazing, incredible changes that are aligned with what you really want at your core, then what have you got to do? You have got to start planting better, more aligned thoughts into your subconscious mind, and it will begin to grow. Those thoughts will begin to be the dominant belief that you're holding. And when you have locked in this belief, and remember, a belief is just a thought that's been on repeat for so long that it's embedded into your subconscious mind. Once you've got a whole new set of beliefs, your reality will begin to reflect those beliefs to you in real time. So obviously these things don't happen in split seconds. They don't happen right away overnight. I know some people have had incredible experiences of those sorts of things, but let's not count on that. Time is a factor here, and that's great. We don't know the time period involved in your manifestations. You might be calling in something so big that requires so many different other factors to play their part before it can sort of come into your world in the way that you're calling it in, the way you want it to. So let go of the how. This is a really important point as well. Let go of thinking about how is this thing going to happen that I want. I'm calling in a big, beautiful new house and tripling my income. How the hell is that going to happen? I can't see any promotions coming up at my current job. I can't see any, houses that I actually want that would be available to me at the price that I think that I can afford. Let go of all of that. This is all about imagination. This is about allowing yourself to play in the mind. And the way that you sort of know that you're on the right track or that you're straying from what you actually are aligned with in this lifetime is your feelings. So your feelings, I want you to think of your feelings as a guidance system. That's exactly what they are. Let's not get caught up in all of the different variances and different shades of different feelings, guilt, shame, worry, doubt, all of these different things. Let's just simplify it. Again, let's keep it really simple. There's a good feeling and there's a bad feeling, and you want to always be heading towards the good feeling. So when you are thinking thoughts that are aligned with what your soul had intended when it came into this lifetime, you will notice that you start to feel really good. You start to feel really energized by it. And so if you can let go of those doubts and those niggling questions of, yeah, but how was this possible? Yeah, but if I just do what's good, then I'm not going to have time to do all the things that I have to do. For now, this is an experiment, right? I want you to just play around with living your life in this way, even if it's just for a week. See the difference in how you're feeling. Your thoughts are the basis of everything. So you've been thinking these repetitive thoughts for a really, really long time, could be decades at this point. And that's not your fault. You haven't been aware of this information. So you've created a reality based on the thoughts that you've been thinking that have come out of habitual action, that have come out of programming from all of the different sources around you, whether it was family, whether it was teachers, whether it was the media, anything. This is how the world is set up. That's just the world we live in at this stage. So you have to be able to think greater than the environment that you're living in, than the reality that you're seeing. You have to be able to see above that, to see what you actually want, because that is the catalyst to create that thing in your reality. And this is where imagination comes into play. Hey guys, I hope you're enjoying this episode and I hope you're getting a lot of value out of it. I would love to ask you to take just a couple of seconds out of your day to please rate and subscribe this channel. Whether you're on YouTube, on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, whatever streaming platform you're on, if you could take a couple of seconds to just rate and subscribe, I would be so, so, so grateful. That's going to really help us get our reach out a little bit further. It's going to help the amazing messages from my guests be heard by a larger audience. And we're going to be sharing a lot more perspective and advice and inspiration for those people who really need to remember that they can and will own and co-create the life that they want. And I want everyone who feels stuck in their job to be able to have a safe space to go to be reminded that you can 100%, you can get the life that you want. You can create it. You just need a little bit of motivation, a little bit of inspiration. And that's what I hope to provide here on Trajectory, the podcast. So please rate and subscribe. Thank you so much in advance. I really appreciate you tuning in, and I hope you have a beautiful day or night, depending on where you are. Mwah. Bob Proctor, one of my favorites. He stresses the idea of learn how to act, become an actor. This is what actors do, method actors. They get a role and they put their entire identity aside, and they become that person. And once they get so good at doing this, no one could even tell them that they aren't that person, because they believe so wholeheartedly with every fiber in their being that they are that person. And that effect has happened all based on their thoughts, because they've had such strong will to have their thoughts focused on this one identity, this other version of what they could be, this character that they're going to play. So you can do that in your life as well. Pick the character that you want to play. Create the entire life that that character lives in, the work that they do, the people that they surround themselves in, the way they dress, the way they speak, the way they hold themselves. And that is how you are going to start seeing yourself. So whenever you start to feel bad, remember your feelings are a guidance system. So when you start to feel lower or tired or lethargic or burnt out or any of these things, that is an indication from your higher self, your soul, your inner being, whatever you want to call it, that part of you that isn't the physical part, it's the spirit part, the etheric side of you, that is, let's face it, a lot older, a lot more expanded, and it has a lot more answers than the physical you has. So it's very wise to listen to this inner being, the one who is giving you all of these pulses, these impulses of feelings as a guidance system. So when you start to feel like you're going into that dark side again, like you're feeling like life's a bit hard, everything's a struggle, snap back into the vision of this character that you want to become. And this is a superpower, being able to hold that vision, hold on to what you want to see, what you want to experience, rather than what you are experiencing. That is literally going to create an entire new reality around you before your eyes. You're going to be blown away by the synchronicities and the symbols and the signs and the interactions and the opportunities that start to flood into your reality when you can do this. And you could just choose one little thing to start with, right? You could just choose to focus on, I need a little bit more money. That's what I want to focus on. It could be a certain amount, or it could be an increase in a regular amount. Like, you know, I want to double my income, whatever it is. Again, let go of the how, let go of wondering how this is possibly going to happen and trying to figure it out analytically. We're dealing with forces much bigger than us when we start tapping into this work. And this is really important work, because this is what we actually came here to do. This is what all of the sages and all of the prophets and Yeshua and Buddha and all of these gurus have always been trying to tell us, that we have the power within us. And what that power is your subconscious mind and the ability that it has to create the reality that you feed it with. So you've been feeding it with something for your entire life, whether you've been aware of it or not. You've been feeding it with specific beliefs, whether that's, I have to work really, really hard to get just a little bit of money, or only a certain amount of people, you know, actually find abundance in their life. It's, you know, it's not for everyone, or only some people can do what they love for a living. I can't do what I love for a living. I have to work hard. No one in my family has ever had this amazing career that I want, so I'm never going to be able to have it. It's just in my genetics. Whatever the beliefs are, and there are so many, right? We're picking up beliefs left, right, and center by repeating the same thoughts that are going against our limitless nature. So This is really powerful work, and I'm really, really excited for you. So for your home play, I want you to, you choose the span of time. I mean, I would say I'm doing this forever moving forward. So you can just start now and you don't have to have an end date on it. But if you want to start to actually, if you want to have a time period so that you can look back and go, okay, let me see the difference. Has anything shifted? Have I felt differently? Have new opportunities come into my world? Give yourself a span of time, whether it's, you know, 2 weeks, a month, whatever. And I want you to really start like checking in on yourself so much more regularly. When you start to feel low, I want you to stop and pause and ask yourself, okay, where are my thoughts? What is the repetitive thought pattern that's going around my system right now? What am I feeding my subconscious mind with? Because it's your choice, right? It is completely your choice what you're doing. It's just that for so long, we haven't been aware that our thoughts are literally the things that are creating our reality, because we think it's always matter on matter. It's only the physical versus the physical. There's no etheric realms involved. There's no metaphysical elements here to play with. But actually, that's the bigger piece of the picture. The physical elements are the final and end manifestation of all of this inner work that's been going on in your mind, in your powerful subconscious mind. So when you start to feel low, check in on where your thoughts are. And then I want you to flip the situation in your mind to see above your reality. I want you to have a mindset that is stronger, greater, bigger, more powerful, more beautiful, more incredible than the environment that you're in right now. So you might be sitting in a really shitty situation. You might be dealing with people you don't want to be dealing with. Whatever it is, you can think greater than that. You can start to think about the things that you actually want to call in rather than thinking, oh, this sucks, that sucks, this thing sucks. Because guess what you're doing? You're telling your subconscious mind, this thing sucks, that thing sucks. Like I said, it's going to take in negatives. It's going to take in positives. It's going to take in whatever you give it. So if you're feeding your focus and energy and attention to something negative, you're telling your subconscious mind, I want you to grow more of this. Remember, it's fertile soil. It's ready to grow anything that you give it. So you're saying, subconscious mind, I want you to give me more of these shitty people. I want to give you more, give me more of this shitty situation. If you're complaining about your wage, if you're complaining about your health, you're telling your subconscious mind, I want you to give me more shitty wages. I want you to really diminish my health even more. Come on, subconscious mind, do it. I want you to start thinking in that manner because that is literally what you're doing. So this is your homework, right? Your home play, sorry. Let's not feel like it's work because this is actually the most incredible thing that you're ever going to do for yourself. Once you start to tap into the reality of how powerful this work is and you start to notice, oh my gosh, I fixed that thing in my life based on my thoughts. Oh my gosh, I could then fix that and that and that and that. And you become a belief machine. And that's what you need to be. You need to be able to use your imagination, hold that belief, that faith so strong that these things are going to come into fruition. And as soon as you start to doubt, I want you to start noticing that because you will feel it in your body. That's a signal from your inner being, from your higher self, your soul essence going, you're not thinking in the right way. You're straying from the things that you want again. Focus, focus, focus. So you're going to bring your focus back and picture the things that you really do want to see. Now, there are so many different things that we can talk about with this, and I will in other episodes. I will try and leave it at that for now because otherwise it can get overwhelming. So just to recap, your thoughts are first. Your thoughts are the seed of everything that you have in your reality. They stem into your words. Your thoughts and words create your actions. Your thoughts, your words, your actions create your results, and your results create your beliefs. And then that goes like around and around like a wheel constantly over and over again. If you don't change it, if you don't step in and go, whoa, whoa, wait, stop. I don't want to play this pattern anymore. I don't want to live in this same reality anymore. I don't like the way my life is going. I actually want to change it. And you have the power to do that. You really, truly do. This isn't woo-woo. This is science. This is backed by so many scientific studies now. There are so many books you can read about it. Just start looking into the subconscious mind. Look at Earl Nightingale's work. Look at Thomas Trollwood's work. Look at Joseph Murphy's work. Look at Abraham Hicks if you want to get into more the channeling side of things where you can actually get the information from non-physical beings and you can start to really see how powerful this information is. There's so many different ways you can go. Hit me up on Instagram on @trajectory or at Sarah Louise Maxwell. If you want me to give you these resources, I'd be more than happy to share them with you. They have changed my world and they make it really clear what it is that we have the power to do. And that's what we need to know, right? We've been living in this reality thinking that we don't have the power to do anything, thinking that we're just being pushed along like a cork on a wavy water, just being pushed and floating along without having any control. And the truth is, you have all of the control. You just didn't know it for so long. So take your power back, my beautiful people. You got this. I'm so excited. Send me any results that you get. Send me any like beautiful synchronicities that start to come into your world. But really, don't expect this to happen overnight and let go of the how it's going to happen. Don't have that need to analyze everything, right? This is where you're going to start seeing what your true power is, when you let your imagination run the show and you are able to see and feel greater than the environment and than the experience, the reality that you're in right now. So yes, like I said, there's so many other things that I would love to tap into. There's so many different elements, but I'm going to sort of try and do it bit by bit in each new episode and just have these shorter episodes. I didn't stick to 15 minutes, but I'm going to keep it under 20. So I'm going to wrap it up right now. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you get a lot of value out of this one. And remember, most important of all, and we'll dive into this more in future episodes, stay you, stay true. That is the key to everything. Because when you are being yourself, you are aligned with all of the things that you actually want and they come to you effortlessly. The only resistance, the only reason we've fallen out and we have created these realities that we don't actually like is because we've fallen out of touch with who we really are at our core, with our true authentic selves. So this is the place that you can come to get back in line with your true authentic self. Love you guys so much. Thank you. I hope you have a beautiful day and I'll talk to you soon. Mwah!